there's a change on the horizon for people who need help with alcohol and drug addiction. Starting in October, licensed counselors may now accept Medicaid payments even if their clients do not have mental health disorders. The new state law is likely to expand across to treatment, as VPR's Charlotte Albright explains.
Vermont's Department of Health uses a list of preferred providers for addiction treatment who are eligible for Medicaid reimbursement. But independent counselors outside that network cannot receive Medicaid payments unless their client is diagnosed with a mental illness as well as substance abuse. That can be a barrier to care for some people without that dual diagnosis. Dean Corcoran is a psychological counselor in St. Johnsbury. He's glad the new law will soon allow him to accept Medicaid payments for addiction treatment, even though his busy practice is not in the state's preferred provider network.
So the way it will affect is that when I do have openings now, of course, I'll be able to say yes to the nice people that call with Medicaid that I really can't find a mental health diagnosis to fit them.
It will also become easier for people to find help close to home from an individual counselor rather than the larger groups in the state's network. Cindy Thomas, who directs the Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs at Vermont's Department of Health, welcomes the new law.
What it will do is open up the access, adding a number of providers to our system who are able to provide a variety of services.
But not everyone supported the bill. Some testified to lawmakers that it weakens quality control. Julie Tesler is executive director of Vermont Care Partners, a trade group representing preferred providers. She says they have to meet high standards to join the state network. Independent counselors, she says, do not get as much oversight.
So it's a trade-off that to increase accessibility, to increase options for consumers, but it changes the way the system works.
One of those changes is to move the licensing of addiction counselors from the Department of Health to the Office of Professional Regulation. The aim is to set a baseline for entry into the drug and alcohol counseling profession, but that doesn't mean experienced help is available to everyone who needs it. Even in the preferred network, starting salaries for counselors can be low, and state officials admit that in some areas there are still waiting lists for treatment. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.